Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. Back by popular demand is the ABM AMA, and I'm joined today by Evan Cox, who is our marketing director, who's already curated some questions that we keep getting from our audience. So Evan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Happy to be here, Mason.
All right, Evan. So what are we talking through today?
I think a question that comes up time and time again in sales conversations, at live events, internally, what we hear from our team is things we wish the C-suite knew or asked about ABM. So if we were going to use that as a center point for today's conversation and just kind of outline a couple of things, it's conversations, it's points, it's things that we've experienced. What are the top couple of things that you wish C-suite leaders knew about ABM?
Yeah, so I've talked ad nauseum around the top three reasons ABM fails: of lack of sales and marketing alignment, a lack of resourcing, and a lack of abilities to measure success. In my mind, those are table stakes of things that C-suite leaders should start to know. Or if you're advocating for ABM in your organization, those are the top three things that you need to directly address. And specifically in sales and marketing alignment, this one keeps coming up, is specifically sales compensation. So how is sales comped to actually be incentivized to do our ABM program? So again, those are three. I'm going to give you five more that are separate from those, because again, go listen to past episodes. We talked a lot about that. The number one thing is just specific to timelines and expectations. There are lots of ways that you can think about ABM. Some people are going to hate me for what I'm about to say, but you can actually deliver a tangible pipeline result from an ABM program in probably 2 to 3 months. It just says simply, where do you actually start? So we've had people who are like, can we generate new audience awareness and engagement that turns into pipeline in 3 months? And the answer is no, because if they don't know that we exist, there's a lot of reasons I cannot take someone that doesn't know that I exist and turn them into immediate pipeline in 3 months. It might be possible, but the likelihood is low. And I don't really like to build use cases around low likelihood situations. Instead, if you were to focus on a closed loss program, a customer win back program, a customer referral program into target accounts in which you already have existing relationships, they know that you have a viable solution and there's a clear reason to reach out, there you can build an ABM program that actually has the potential to create tangible pipeline in the next 2 to 3 months. But if you're saying we have to go after new audiences, it's just highly unlikely. So again, if you have clear timelines for when you need results to be delivered, you should align the audience that you're going after with that timeline for expectations. So that's the first thing that I think everybody should know. Mm-hmm. The second thing is taking AEs that have historically only been inbound AEs and saying, now you're going to do ABM, is really insanely difficult. It's not impossible, but I actually have seen this happen now a lot where clients will hire us and say, we need to change how our sellers are selling. And for your sales team, this has been working. they've had great opportunities delivered right to their door. They get to close those opportunities and they get paid decently well, hopefully. So again, and that's nothing against our sales teams. It's just like, if you've not gone outbound, if you don't know what it is to overcome objections on the first call, because when an inbound opportunity comes in, they're saying, I want to learn more about your solution, and they're more open to having a lot more discovery done on them. Whereas if you're cold calling somebody, you are overcoming objections and doing discovery at the same time. It's a different skill set. It's a different muscle. To expect a sales team to go from not having done outbound to then being proficient in outbound just because we built a great process for them is highly unrealistic expectations. And it's actually setting up sales to fail. I don't think we talk about that enough. So again, marketing is going to be fantastic at delivering great content and creating a great program and a great structure. But there's also a significant need for sales enablement. And not when I say enablement, I don't mean like a case study. Yes, that's important. But I mean like actual training for our sales teams on how their role changes in the context of an ABM program. Or, and I've seen this happen a fair bit, which has been really awesome, actually. People will go hire somebody and say, you're going to support in our ABM program. And it's a core part of their job that they're a seller tied into the ABM program. So again, for C-suite leaders, if you've built a historically inbound engine, then you cannot expect your sales team to just change on a dime and be incredible at outbound programs, because they're likely not going to be. So that's the first thing. Third thing, in the exact opposite situation, there are many sales teams that have never relied on marketing to source any pipeline at all. And I see very predominant sales leaders say sales is a job where you control your own destiny. Why would you ever rely on anybody to help you source your own pipeline? If you're not sourcing your own pipeline, you're not doing your job. And that is a thought process and a mantra that we have lone wolves that go out, eat what they kill, and then bring it home. And to some extent, that is needed in an ABM program. But it's in the context of structure. And it's not a lone wolf, but it's a team leader. And there's a difference there. Leaders still go out, they bring things back, but it's in the context of support from a larger team. So again, you will have lone wolves that will try to just do everything on their own. They don't want you to touch their accounts. They want to ensure that they control every single touch point, every single message, and have a clear beginning to end narrative that exclusively they have shared, which makes it really hard for marketing to do its job. So again, if you are trying to overcome a historical situation in which marketing has not delivered much, you don't need to roll it out across the entire organization. You probably need to start with a small pilot group that's open to being helped, prove out the model, and then help these other sellers make so much money that the lone wolves are like, well, what the heck? Why don't I get help? And I would rather have them frustrated with me because they didn't get the support on the front end than be frustrated because I tried to help them. So that is point three that I need C-suite leaders to understand, is you've had lone wolf sellers. You can't expect them to flip on a dime either, to actually work in the context of a structured, supported ABM program. But the fourth thing I wish C-suite leaders would understand is that with an ABM program, you can actually start with much of what you have today. I tell people very frequently that when they go to build their first program, they likely have 75% of everything that they need right now. What they need to provide is better structure and intentionality for what we're sending, who we're sending it to, and how we're actually getting it in front of them. So when we build ABM programs, the first thing we actually do often is a content audit and just understanding who are the viable audiences, what content do we have that speaks to these audiences today, and how have we been talking to them previously. If you can outline those specific components, you actually can then, instead of starting from ground zero, if you've not listened to past episodes, this is a very helpful exercise of using the account progression model, which is awareness, initial engagement, meaningful engagement, MQA, SQA, opportunity, re-engagement. And to break that down just a little bit further, awareness is just answering the question, do they know that we exist? Initial engagement is, do they have a problem? Meaningful engagement is, are they exploring viable solutions? MQA is, are they exploring our solution? SQA is, are they qualified? Opportunity is what it sounds like, which is they're in the pipeline, ready to start buying. And then re-engagement is how we keep these people engaged if they're not yet ready to buy right now. As you look at your current programs, you can likely align your current programs to one of those stages. And this has been something that's been really helpful for smaller organizations, because they're like, oh, this helps us identify our gaps. But for larger organizations that we've worked with, they're like, oh, this helps us identify our waste. Because if we can't align a marketing program to one of these seven stages, it's likely actually not that helpful. So again, start with what you have today, map it to an account progression model, and then as you build this out further and further, you'll identify the nuances and the gaps that you're missing for your ABM program. So that's the fourth thing I just wish C-suite executives would learn and understand, is that you can start with what you've got today. You don't have to start from scratch every single time. And then the last thing that I think every C-suite executive should learn and understand is that alignment actually starts with you. And this is my favorite phrase that I've heard, or kind of analogy that I've heard, is if you can't imagine your CMO and your CRO going out for a drink after work, it's highly unlikely that your organization will ever truly be aligned as a revenue function. Because if they don't get along, then the directives that they provide to their leadership, that then gets directed to the middle management, that then gets directed to the people on the ground floor that are doing the tactical execution, it will be misconstrued and misaligned the entire way down, because we play the world's worst game of telephone. And as a result, if the first instruction wasn't aligned, it only gets worse from there. So again, leaders, if you're like, golly, our teams aren't working well together, that's your fault. It's your ability as a leader to help foster true alignment internally. And this is something I've said often, going back to the second reason ABM programs fail, which is a lack of dedicated resourcing. You will often give an ABM program to a marketing manager, and ABM is organizational change because we've now changed fundamentally how we measure success and how we plan to go to market. So if you give it to somebody that doesn't have the ability to also foster the organizational change, you've set them up to fail. And you've ticked off the rest of your teams because they're trying to do their job that you instructed them to do, but sales didn't get the memo. So as a result, sales is still going to do their job to the best of their ability based on their directions from their leader, while our marketer is trying to do her job or his job to work with the sales team that didn't ever understand that marketing was going to start helping more of the sales team. So if you want to build an ABM program, start by making sure you and sales are on the same page. Really helpful tip and tactic for that is to make sure that your conversion metrics align so that the marketing goals align with sales goals. I was talking to someone earlier today, and they said marketing made goals completely separate from sales goals. And even if marketing hit their marketing goals, that does not show that sales will hit their sales goals. That's absurd. So again, you're destining people to fail if you don't align at the executive level. Those are my five. Evan, what did I miss?
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.